That was Chloe, right?
Yeah.
Dempsey knows what
he know what her back shot air smells like.
Yeah, definitely got a whiff.
You're just saying from like purely them doing like the bumping that the wafting was going up.
Wafting? Is that what it's
called?
Well,
I'm just the saying. Waft, if, yeah. Because he's not actually fucking.
No, but her pussy is.
You've never wafted? I waft 4 times a night.
I can't wait to waft. I mean, what is wafting? What the fuck is that?
His dick was definitely wafting in her
area.
I
cannot wait to waft. My next waft victim, Jesus.
No worry,
welcome to a new episode of the new Rory and Maul podcast. I am Maul.
I'm Rory.
And we are back with a new episode, another sound journey, another audio experience, an emotional roller coaster.
The newest episode.
How you feeling, man? I haven't spoken to you since you came down off your high of celebrating your culture and your heritage.
Yeah, man. I know,
saw you was out at the parade on Fifth Avenue.
Mm-hmm. I boycotted. I didn't want to drink because I wanted to really appreciate the real Irish culture. Mm. That lasted all about an hour, and then I took a shot. But you know,
that's good. That's good for the ancestors.
Yeah, it was nice to taste some Irish whiskey again. It had been a minute. But no, we had fun out there. I took a photo in front of Edna's high school band.
Yeah,
that was fun.
I saw that.
I asked them. They didn't even know who Edna was. Yeah. I was like,
your name, I meant to tell you. I go to the concourse and just say your name. Nobody turns around.
I think it's better that way.
Like, I don't understand. You know, they don't even know you're at the
they
McDonald's.
Turn around?
They don't even know you're at the McDonald's right there.
I was getting. Oh. I was like, he was in Greece. Like.
Mm. He was in Greece.
You did West Side Story. I'm sorry.
I was in West Side Story. Yeah,
same thing. They thought it was Greece. It's the same hair.
He is greasy.
Yeah, same hair.
I like Greece.
Yeah, West Side Story is just a uptown version of Greece.
That's all
it is. Staten Island version.
How was the parade, though? It was good weather this weekend, too.
It was oddly calm. Like, I know everything is changing in New York, but like it was less degenerates. Like, it was a very family-friendly environment. It wasn't even that loud. Like, people were respectful. People were smoking their cigars like on the other side. It was just odd.
Boring. The smoking section at the the St. Patrick's Day parade.
It was, and I mean, thank God Cardinal Hayes was there because boy, was it white.
Yeah, had to get some of the Puerto Ricans.
I was like, oh, thank God they got Hayes here. Woo, woo, woo. It was a great, great day to celebrate white people. But I do miss like it being chaotic. Like, it was really nice and calm, which I guess is good for. You know, thank God for Eric Adams cleaning up the city.
Yeah. Mm. Only the way Eric can.
Crime is at a peak.
Yeah. Well, if you wanted things to be rowdy, come to Harlem for the African-American Day Parade. Mm. You might get your face cut. All kind of things
going on.
Why'd
you just put that on the African-Americans like that?
Oh, you never been.
Oh. Apparently not.
Oh, you've never been. I'm not. This is not false advertisement. I'm telling you what goes on.
I have been to Juve on Eastern Parkway.
Glad you made it out.
Glad
you made it out. I don't go to none of those parades, though. I stopped. Mm. The reason why I stopped going to parades really is because I feel like ever since 9/11, like, so many things have happened with the police presence at these events where it's like, it used to be a free-flowing thing. You could walk this way, that way.
Yeah.
Now, if you're on this side of the street, you can only walk this way. If you're on this side, you can only walk the opposite way. It's just like, all right, family, y'all doing too much. It's supposed to be a parade, supposed to have fun. It's just too much shit going on.
I mean, and this could just be maybe a metaphor for like systematic racism, but that doesn't happen at the St. Patrick's Day Parade because the police are in the parade.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, it's mostly cops.
It's actually a police parade.
For real.
Yeah.
It's actually a police parade.
It's police that can play bagpipes. Yeah. Like, if you're in the precinct and have a snare drum, come on, march with us.
I saw Snoop was greeted at an airport when I think he went to Ireland. A guy was playing the bagpipes. He was playing Still Dre.
Oh, that's fire.
I don't know if y'all saw that. He was playing Still Dre on the bagpipes. I wanted to send it to you and say, look, y'all are still vulturing our culture, Rory. Now y'all playing Still Dre.
Well,
at Glasgow. See, he was at Glasgow.
Actually, we were trying to do a similar idea to this, but Armani White wasn't available with scheduling. But him and I were going to do Billy Irish, and I was going to play the bagpipes for a TikTok video.
I have the soundbite of him giving the Billy Irish hook.
Yeah, we didn't get around to it, but they stole this idea from me, for sure.
No, that's just gentlemen.
I was trying to vulture the culture before they were.
Yeah, he looks like his foot tap, that's stealing culture right there. That's black people's foot tap.
Yeah. So I guess probably a good time for me to announce now, I am the new co-host of the No Jumper podcast.
That's right on brand. That's right on brand. I mean, I expect
I am replacing AD on No Jumper.
I don't think exclusive. I don't think they'll notice. You kind of look the same.
Yeah, you guys look the same.
You're spicy white.
And we'll get to that. But how was everyone else's weekend?
Weekend was cool, man. I was supposed to go to the Key Glock show in Queens, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Knockdown Center.
I wasn't. Bless you, Damaris. I wasn't just wasn't feeling up to it. A little under the weather. Had a crazy sinus headache yesterday. I thought it was COVID. Got tested. It's not COVID.
Oh, well, thank God.
Thank God.
I mean, well, they said it's the test kit said it's not COVID. For sure. I probably didn't get the right test kit. You know, they come pre-positive.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah. They come pre-positive. So I got a negative test kit. If you
Which
guys
aisle is sick, the negative ones in?
You know, they shuffle them around. You know, the negative ones are in Harlem. I got this one. Yeah, I got this one from White Plains. So it's a little different.
Ah, gotcha.
So that was it. So unfortunately, I didn't make it to the Key Glock show, but one of my homeboys was there. He said it was dope. So
I went,
shout out to Glock.
I went to the Little Brother concert with Benner. It was funny to see Benner's like hip hop swag. Because you know, like, it brought out all the people that went to SOBs for the last decade. Like, it was a good hip hop reunion of all New York City underground hip hop heads. Mm-hmm. And Benner maneuvering through that world was just funny, man. He was reminiscing about, it's like, yeah, man, I remember when Kendrick was there first. I'm like, all right, man.
Like, somebody telling you that at his shows?
Leave Static Selector alone.
Yeah. Oh, he was telling Static that?
No, I don't even know if Static was there. But
I remember when Kendrick was here first.
It was so much reminiscing on the good old hip-hop days of New York. And it's just funny to watch Benner thrive in that environment.
That was his shit. That's always fun to go out to like certain shows and certain guys. It just brings out a certain memory. Like, man, this is like, because Benner is one of those dudes that he doesn't go to everything.
No.
I would expect to see Benner at a Little Brother show.
And like anytime he ran into someone, it was like, oh man, I haven't seen you since I saw GZA at Blue Note. I'm like, all right, Benner, you don't need to say that.
Look at the places. Why would you see GZA at the Blue Note?
I don't know. But it was a really, really, really great show. I encourage anyone, if Little Brother stops in your town, to go to the show.
Legendary group.
I was in there being a groupie, man. Like,
no, but everybody knows that's your group, though.
I rapped every word.
That's your Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, Little Brother is your Little Brother is your Earth, Wind, and Fire.
And you know me, bougie, fucking my dad will have your ass. Like, I'm allowed to be in this section.
Yeah.
I sat right in the fucking crowd. They were like, oh, you want to come on side stage with Questlove? I was like, nope, I'm sitting right here. Yeah. Okay. Rapping every fucking
tonight.
I had my hands up. I put an L up for LB.
Oh, my God. Yo, you was one of those.
I think I put my camera light up at one point.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
It was cool, man. I haven't been like to a show that was like so nostalgic of my childhood in so long. Like, it was nice to rap every word of songs. I was like, how do I still remember this verse? Like, it was fun.
Damaris, if you go to a concert with a guy and the artist says, yo, put your light up, and he actually puts his camera phone up, like, does that turn you on?
Yeah, what the fuck I look like?
I'm just asking you a question.
The fuck do I look like?
Does that give you the ick?
You might as well put your phone up and get some service so you could call an Uber and head the fuck home.
Is that like a deal breaker? Like, you off him after that?
Yeah. What?
But why though? Like, why guys?
You
can't,
know
like,
why? I'm like, just not. Why you ask me?
Because I want to hear.
Can't enjoy the show.
I know why from a guy's perspective, but I want to hear from a woman's perspective, like, what does that make you feel like when you're out with your guy and like he's being like a participant at a concert? Like, if they say, put your camera phones up, you know, put the light on, like, you know, put a lighter up.
So it would depend, right? So if he's like, if we're at somewhere where you're like a huge fan, like Rory at the Little Brother, right? If I was with Rory at the Little Brother show, I'm not going to like, yo, make fun of him.
No, I'm talking about somebody you're intimate with.
But no, but I'm just saying, just period, men, period. If it's somebody you're really a fan of, okay, like, sure, get your little nerdy shit on, but like, if we had a concert and you don't even notice artists like that, and like you just full crowd participation, and
I feel like most of us don't know these artists like that. Yeah,
no, women won't admit it, and I was waiting for Damaris to admit it, but y'all don't like fanboys.
Oh no,
y'all don't want to date a guy that's like a fan of another man.
But what's fucked up is that's where women are toxic, because like that's like saying we don't want men that are passionate about things.
It's not the
that's
same.
That's not
it's not
that.
Like saying that.
That's
no,
not
yes.
Like
if no, because I can be
all.
Passionate about like building like things. I can be like a handyman. Like,
why can't I be passionate about an artist?
No, that's nasty.
Why are you passionate about another human being? Ugh. Than me?
You do the same thing for Janet.
Because you can't rap like Fonte.
You
like,
literally do the same thing for Janet.
Janet is different, though.
Like, what?
Everybody's a fan.
You're talking about being passionate about an artist. She's passionate about Janet.
Are you excusing it because it's a woman being passionate? You don't think men can be passionate about artists?
No. First of all, I'm not like, I don't know. I have like the little cool thing going on. So like if you going a little bit too crazy, anybody, man, woman, I'm going to look at you and judge you. That doesn't make me normal and it doesn't make me a good person, but y'all ask me.
Yeah, but the way Eden's saying you do that with Janet.
It's Janet.
So it's okay.
So you don't think that's corny then?
But like other people feel that way about other
artists.
I'm
sure that people do think that that's corny. I don't give a fuck because it's Janet.
All right. I may or may not have lost my voice at the show. Like I was hoarse afterwards.
How would you feel
if we were on a
going
date
crazy
leaving and it was hard for me to talk at the end of the show?
you left your voice a little, brother.
You left it all on the floor.
I left it all in the field.
Left it all on the floor.
Roy went to the green room, started drinking mint tea.
He had throat coats.
Hey. Yo, but I'm telling you, it was good to feel that way again. I went back in the green room and I have a great relationship with Pooh and Fonte. I consider them associate friends, family, if you're on Reddit. I went into that green room like I had never met them. I was like, bro, I'll just rap my whole childhood.
You was crying?
Roy looked like a kid on Christmas.
No, that's disgusting.
Oh, I went to Darren Brockington. If you're an LB fan, you know who that is. Extremely talented singer. I was like, bro, I mixed vocals off your shit. Like,
I love that for you, though.
It was nice to feel that way again. I hadn't felt that way about a show or a concert in a really, really long time. Since maybe I was in fucking college or high school. Like, I was in there enjoying a show for once.
I'm not mad at that.
But you excuse that behavior from Rory because that's your friend, not someone that you're intimate with.
If it was somebody I was intimate with and I knew that this was like their end all be all artist, of course. Like, but if every concert we're going to, you're like, they
matter?
Like make some noise and you making noise. No.
All right, let me up that.
Does it matter who the artist is?
Now you can't do artist participation.
No, you can't.
Does it matter who the artist is?
That's also one of our favorite episode of us explaining men saying woo at a concert. Yeah. So put that in right here. If Drake say, yo,
I'm not doing it.
New York City, make some noise. Yeah. Like, yo!
Oh, yeah.
What a show. Let's get it on. Like, man, what? This is just WWE. What are you doing?
You can't fucking more noise, man. Get out of here. I'm not making no noise. Get it to the next fucking record, man.
I will say, though, Damaris, what if I handed you my phone and asked you to take a video of me rapping?
You keep making it worse. You like, just keep making it worse.
See, that's like, rapping. Nah, that's
get this real quick. This is my favorite verse.
Oh, that's where you draw the line.
That's disgusting.
Because he wouldn't. He's doing it to get to the point where you would care.
All right. Let me do that. Let me up the stakes.
The stakes are high enough.
So, at the little brother show.
Yeah. No, if you had a concert with a guy that you're dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the artist is performing, and you like on your phone texting while the artist is performing, whatever. And you done texting, you look up, and he's like crying. Like it's like one of those songs where he just gets emotional.
Like it's song cry.
Yeah, even if it's song cry, say Hov is performing song cry.
That's
if a nigga, I'm crying at the Hov concert. So if he crying at the Hov concert, we crying together.
I might have shed a little bit of. They were cutting onions. It was Brooklyn Bowl. You know they got food right there.
Allergies.
When Little
time.
Brother performed Dreams, I may have choked up a bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, it was a little misty.
I get it, man. Listen, man. Whatever hits the emotional chords in you, man. I know you got your chords cut a few years ago.
For sure.
Some of them are still intact.
I was gonna say you might want to cut them again.
Like at one point, wow. Everyone's rapping along and like. Pua just put the mic out like for everyone to just rap.
You grabbed it?
I think I had the loudest.
You grabbed it?
I think I was the lead vocal.
No, you didn't hear Julius. He said you grabbed it. Yo, imagine
you lean forward. You know how you
your homeboy grabbing the artist's mic while he
he held the mic out to you.
Oh, that's nasty.
And looking up at him.
Oh, wow. Man.
Roy's
is that
like,
gay?
If I grab Pooh's mic?
Yeah, if you grab Pooh's mic, that's gay. You can't grab a man's
Roy's
mic.
Roy's talking to the house engineer, like, yo, can you turn me up in the monitors?
Now, I can't hear myself out here.
I can't hear myself.
It was also the first time I was ever a dickhead to our listeners. Because, of course, there was a lot of pod fans at the LB show. And, mm-hmm. like, when people would try to talk to me, I was like, I'm watching the show.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I'm here. I'm here with y'all. I'm a spectator.
Like, if you
want
to rap along, like, you could take Tay's verse, I'll take Pooh's verse, and we can rap back and forth.
That's sick.
No?
I don't know. I mean, for me.
Fan participation?
I don't know the artist that I think I would be that emotional over at a show. Like, obviously, Michael Jackson, dead and gone. Oh. We won't have that happen. Prince is another artist, but I don't know if there's any artist today that I go to their show and I would
We don't think you would. I just want to make that clear. Yeah, none of us thought you would get emotional over an artist.
If it was Mike, y'all would see a whole different me. Trust me on that one. But I don't know if there's any artist today that demand that type of emotion.
I'm gonna reiterate and repeat myself again, Maul. I watched a Drake concert with Serena Williams and you didn't flinch. You're never gonna enjoy a show.
No, don't do that. Because I enjoyed the show. I just wasn't jumping up and down rapping every fucking verse. Like, I enjoyed the show. It was great. But that's what it was. I was looking at everything. It was like the whole, you know, production of the show. I was like, okay, this is... Because that was like the first... That was a Scorpion show, right? I think that was the first show where we saw Drake production-wise try different things.
He finally became a really good performer.
Yeah, it was good to see Drake in that. So that was more so what it was. I was standing there like, oh, he got Lamborghinis flying around. He got the light circling him and all
just
that.
It's really hard to impress you is all I'm saying.
No.
As a man, I respect you for that.
Yeah, I was just, you know, enjoying the show. I wasn't rapping every lyrics. I wasn't jumping.
You said as a man?
Roy, wanna fight?
I know this is the Too Cool for School podcast. When is it okay to be a fucking fan or be like, damn, I can't believe this is happening? So I was sitting there on the riser like, damn.
Not as a Scorpion show.
I'm next to fucking Serena Williams watching a Drake show. I was felt cool. Like, no, I was impressed by that. No, that was weird.
The show was amazing. The show was great.
So I didn't think I would be there.
Hold on. If I spent $400 on this Drake ticket, made it. And then I want to sing Best I Ever Had, I'm wrong?
No, it's another nobody word. It's ever another said
word.
That.
There's
not,
another word?
Wrong is not the word.
I'm what? All right, man.
I don't know.
What? I don't know the word.
I don't know the word either. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a three-letter word, though.
No, you can say that.
Could also be a six.
Yeah. I mean, two vowels.
I feel like the buffer is if you get drunk, it might look cooler. Because then you're like just drunk.
Nah. That also looks three-letter word. Yeah. If you're drunk rapping all of Drake's lyrics.
Wait, I can't be
but
drunk.
But if you rapping them to your shorty.
To your shorty.
No, you see that.
Now you look nastier.
Yeah, I don't like that.
The nigga that wrote it is right there.
But what if that's like our song?
Nah, no.
You and Drake?
No. You mean you and Drake? Like, yeah. Or you and your girl?
No, I'm even Drake.
Oh, no, that's nasty. That's nasty. You can't do that.
I meant me and my girl.
You can't do that.
Like, what if we're really in a jungle?
Nah, man.
Oh, what if it, like, reminds me of her?
Oh, yeah.
They do say New York is a concrete jungle, so you're right. I get it. I'm just telling you what they say. I don't say it, but I'm just telling you what they say.
You say it.
I got a vulnerable, embarrassing story you guys can kill me
I could tell you do. The way you sat back and was like, yeah. That's kind of like when you walk in a room and be like, yo, these niggas is trash. And the trash niggas in the room. Like,
wait, what? Wait.
I thought, never mind.
They're off stage already. Yo, that opener was trash. Oh, shit, my bad.
Opener right there? Like, oh, damn, it's right there. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you have a Kanye West tattoo, so we know a fanboy moment has happened at a show.
Oh, I cried when a Kanye, yeah, but that's different.
You cried at a Kanye show?
No, because I was at, this was during the What a Time tour. It was Drake and Future in Chicago at the United Center.
And you cried to plug
they were to playing, Jersey? They were playing
30 for 30. He started balling.
30 for 30.
I have some really big rings. Some really big things. Jump man.
Go ahead, man.
There was what's that song that Drake Kanye did at that time in like 2015?
Oh, Glow. Cool. Pop Style.
They still don't love that
Pop
record.
Style.
I love that record.
It was Pop Style. So you know when like Drake gets to that part of the show where he does like a minute of each of like the hits at the time and then keeps it moving?
A medley is what they call it.
Yeah, yes. They played Pop Style. They didn't cut the beat. They let the beat run. And we're like, oh, this is interesting. Like, why are they letting this play out? And then from the ground, like they put the spotlights on the stage and from the ground rose Kanye and like this all white ensemble with smoke.
I'm not going
to. That was my first time seeing Kanye live.
From the ground.
Julia went like this.
Well, because I want you to feel it.
I don't want to feel that.
It was crazy. I got video.
And from the ground rose.
And I'll send you videos to share on the YouTube.
All right, so from the ground rose Kanye.
So it was my first time. I just moved to Chicago. Yeah. My first concert in Chicago. I had never seen Drake live at that point, nor Future. It was just like there was a lot happening.
Yeah.
And then Kanye, who was at the time, you know, this is right pre-Life of Pablo, right when he's in that era. Mm-hmm. And I'm with like the group of guys that I became friends with during that time in my life. And I lost it. Like we all just kind of lost it. It was great. It was
when Kanye came out of the ground.
Yep.
You started bawling, crying.
I won't leave you on an island here. I will tell you also an embarrassing moment when Kanye West came out of a concert. Jeezy was doing the TM 101 like reunion show, but it was like a weird year. It was like the 7th anniversary.
Was this at Hammerstein?
This was at Highline Ballroom.
Highline.
Small, intimate
I remember that.
And he started the set with Go Crazy and brought out Hove. That's how he started at fucking Highline Ballroom. So yeah. It was like, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
Then
start.
Right after that, he did Put On and Kanye came out. And I looked at my coworker at the time. I said, who could else could he bring out?
That would have been me.
Like, who is next?
Who's Are you next? Okay?
I'm so happy we came. I was sick. I wasn't feeling good. I almost didn't come out tonight.
I'm going to tell my grandkids about this.
That's sick. Right. It's no artist today that make me feel like that.
The actual embarrassing story, though, before you brought up Kanye, was when my ex...
Oh, that wasn't the embarrassing?
No, it gets worse.
Oh, okay, all right.
When my ex and I split, this is like years ago.
I know why.
All right.
Wow.
Pow. My ex and I split.
Word.
All
right,
we, I went to... It was when John Mayer was at the Garden. Mm. I went.
If
it was
you tell
like,
me you cried you over John
me?
Mayer,
are you kidding
I'm
me?
Gonna fight.
I lost my shit.
y'all don't hear this shit.
What's his song? Sisters. What's the name of his
daughters?
Daughters.
It was not at that song. No.
Which song? Okay,
I don't know. I couldn't tell you the song in particular. I don't remember.
Wonderwall?
But he did the first half was incredible, and then for the second half of the show, he just did Continuum from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember which record it was, but there was like a 3-track run where I was just losing it.
Mm. When you say losing it, what do you mean?
I was crying
to John.
Yeah,
to John,
it wasn't like a single tear; like I was crying.
Mm. You were overwhelmed.
Were you high? Were you on
no, no, I was like a beer. I was sad. I just broke up with like the girl that I was in love with.
Oh, damn. It was okay. So he was pulling at the chords.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So when he was strumming the guitar, it felt like your heart.
Yeah, Maul.
Got it.
I ain't even gonna tell y'all.
And when you guys broke up, you say, why don't you just go fuck John Mayer? And then you're like, well, I'm going to the show tomorrow.
Y'all know I found out.
Actually. And I had a ticket for you, not bringing you.
I found out that the person I was like crying, singing all them SZA songs about was at that SZA show with a date.
That's gangster. What's his name? I fuck with him.
High five, buddy, wherever you're at.
What's his name? Yeah, I fuck with him. Oh, he gangster. That's gangster.
I found that out recently, and I was like, oh, yeah. Okay.
That's you responded gangster. To his story?
How did you find out, by the way?
He told me.
He told you that he took another girl to see SZA?
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're not dating. We're not dating.
I know you found her Instagram, like, within the
heartbeat. 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do we think about her?
She's cute.
Why were you heartbroken?
I like your tone there.
Yeah. She's cute. No, she's cute.
You went too high on the cute.
She's cute. No, she's a cute girl. But I found that out because I was like, yeah. You know, I had SZA tickets. You know what I'm saying? If you was acting right, you could have came.
Oh, you thought you was
And he was
stunning.
Like...
Oh, that's damn. Good for you.
You hear that?
That's good for you.
You hear that?
I love that.
You hear that?
I love when you think you're stunning. He's like, yo, I was there with my new bitch.
He hit
like,
her with the reverse.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? Like, I was just fat ass.
Also, they were my tickets,
were
and Damaris
tickets.
Didn't get a plus one. So she was lying to him.
Yeah, and he gave her the truth. See? The
I
truth
did
hurts.
I did have a plus one. Shut up. But I'm happy I took Yomi instead.
Oh, that's cute that y'all were both watching the same show, singing. It's like when you wonder, like, I wonder if they're staring at the moon, too.
Yeah, he said he thought about me because he knew that was, like, my shit.
He thought about you while he had his new thing.
Mm. Yeah.
That's gangster. Where you from, Brooklyn? That's some Brooklyn. I know Brooklyn shit when I hear Brooklyn shit.
How much time you do?
Welcome home to that gentleman, wherever you are, welcome home.
He's never been in jail.
Me and Eden, though, at Made in America, though, I enjoyed Bad Bunny set, though.
That shit was
because that was my first time. That was my first time seeing Bad Bunny.
I was having fun watching you two.
Yeah,
have fun.
I just, like, it was okay. Was I get it.
I appreciate that. But that's
not fair because Bad Bunny is like a character. He like pulls you into his world. So I didn't know I was going into Bad Bunny land. Like, I didn't know that.
I feel like I should have said something like that, not you.
But that was my. But you
getting pulled in a Bad Bunny world is way worse than me rapping every lyric at the Little Brother show.
Did we not get pulled into Bad Bunny
land? We definitely got pulled into Bad Bunny land.
I didn't know. I was sitting down, I was smoking. Next thing I look up, I'm in Bad Bunny land. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, was it consensual? Like, how did they grab you?
No. Or? It's consensual because the music just kind of, you know, it just the rhythm takes over.
Are you still there? Like, how'd you get out?
No. I got out. I found the exit. It's like Mario Brothers. You got to find. Like the pipe, pipe, get out of there.
Did you click your heels 3 times?
No.
And went back to
you jumped in the pipe.
I didn't even hear what he said.
Oh,
how'd you jump into the pipe? You see?
That's how they do it in the game. Yes,
but it's always one that got to go there. You know what I mean? That's you. You cried over John Mayer, not me.
So he was
three letter word.
He was Mario and you were Luigi.
I'm more built like Yoshi.
You built like Yoshi's eggs.
So you're saying Maul rode you?
No, that's not what he's saying.
Did Mario ride? No.
So you rode him, and then you went down the pipe. Okay, got it.
No, that's actually not what he's saying. But
podcast.
The Bad Bunny
experience. Did the mushroom make you grow?
No. No chew.
Yo.
Is the blue chew mushroom?
No.
No.
To answer your question, I'm just going to answer you. No, it's not. But no, Bad Bunny, he was that type of Bowser? No, he wasn't. It was Bad Bunny.
Mario.
He has that that type of production and that thing where it's like, okay, I'm looking at this as a whole thing. So it's like, okay, I get
it. Yeah,
like
a concert.
Yeah, and then I'm used to, No. But everybody has a concert, but their production is terrible.
I agree.
Not Bad Bunny. He had a whole shit, that shit was crazy.
That was dope, yeah.
But there's no artist today that I think I would go crazy about.
Except for Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Bad Bunny might be the only one.
Yeah, no, I just didn't know you went to another world.
Oh man, I didn't know I was going either. What do you want from me? I thought we was at Made in America. Did you need Bad Bunny passport? No, you needed a Dos Equis or Corona and some weed. I had a blunt, so that was it. That's all you need to get into Bad Bunny land.
But you don't need Bad either.
Speaking, and we can close my little brother experience. I really, for the most part, just drink wine now. Like I try my best to stay away from hard liquor, yeah. And I'm not really a beer guy the way I once was.
Mm-hmm.
I got to Brooklyn Bowl. I went to order a Sauvignon Blanc. I was like,
"At little brother, no.
I can't order a Sauvignon Blanc." I said, "Give me a Budweiser."
Mm. Yeah. That's little brother.
100%
American white man,
Irish car bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. You can't go to little brother and drink a Sauvignon Blanc.
My breath needed to smell like underground hip hop.
Yeah, to smell the hops and the.
The hops.
Not the hops.
What is it? Yeah, hops, right? That's what
happens. Yeah, it's the hops.
Which one of us do you think the reason it's going to be this podcast breaks up?
You.
Probably. Breaks up?
Yeah.
Demarish. Which one of us do you think it's going to be?
Well, it would have to be Rory and Maul. It wouldn't be either of any of us.
Obviously.
Oh, that's fair.
If I sat with a white supremacist and laughed at a slave joke, would you guys leave the pod?
I feel like Maul would do that first.
I agree. I feel like I would be the offended one.
They would kick it over some Trump shit.
Maul, the white supremacist?
Yeah.
I'm not the white supremacist.
The Black Klansman?
I would talk to white supremacists. I keep telling you, I think racism, not racism as far as like if somebody has a position and they want to hire you and they don't, that's not funny. But I think that when people are racist, like, I think that's funny. Like, to me, a racist person is funny. It's like, it takes so much energy to be racist. Like,
especially in New York.
New York City, like, what?
It's a weird concept.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is, like, what is wrong with you, sir? Mm. Like, why are you this mad at other people because of their culture and where they're from?
I'm going to sound like the pussy white liberal here, and here's my white guilt. I don't think it's funny to have a white supremacist on your podcast, and if he makes a slave joke, you laugh at it.
I agree.
I just personally.
It's just like weird.
If you want to have a conversation with white supremacists, have a blast. Like, I would hope you at least defend the other side. But I don't know.
Well, either way, the...
I'm liberal pussy, I understand.
Nah, you're just Irish. You're a proper lad.
Failing.
The No Jumper podcast, over the weekend, we got news that the No Jumper Network, the No Jumper Podcast, the No Jumper Entertainment, I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
I think it was just the podcast.
They had a changing of employees, a changing of co-hosts, changing of...
The whole network.
Yeah, everything just went under, it just flipped upside down, and things are totally different over there. Some of the guys that were essential in building the No Jumper Network and the No Jumper Podcast left. AD and T-Rell, Duno...
Lush got fired.
Jesus.
House Phone had been left.
Yes, it's been a lot. It's been a lot going on over there with those guys for the past couple months. And I guess things just took a turn and just came to a head. And a lot of those guys decided to leave and build their own thing and do their own show. So first of all, congrats to the guys that left: AD, T-Rell, Duno. And it was a few other guys that decided to leave. And good luck to them, man, because, you know, we know Rory firsthand how it is building something and then leaving and then moving forward. So
have to pivot and build something from scratch again. Yeah, it's just difficult. But, I mean, I think it's good for AD and Darrell. I think they were probably, if this didn't happen, this was eventually going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were ready to leave, just from my observations.
Why?
I felt like they were outgrowing that platform for what they were trying to do. Like, I've watched their live streams and everything that they do outside of No Jumper, and it just appeared that eventually I thought AD would leave, just as a fan. Like, it just looked that way to me. I could have been completely wrong. This could have been the exact reason why AD left, but I felt like this was inevitable. And the Adam talking behind AD's back, I'm not saying it was an excuse. I'm sure AD felt a way about that. That was his man's. He talked shit behind his back about him, but I think AD was like, bet, here's an excuse. Let me get the fuck out of here.
Like, that was good enough.
Yeah. I think he felt away. Don't get me wrong. I don't think that's fake. Mm-hmm. I think that's for real.
Mm.
but I do think it was also great timing.
Well, now I got an issue with my guy AD, because we did the no jumper pod, sat down, and I looked him in his eyes, and I asked him. I said, "Do you feel like Adam is a culture vulture?"
I remember.
And AD said, "Nah."
Yeah, I feel like you dodged the question, point, yeah. And you brought it back up later on in the episode. Nah, but like the culture vulture thing.
Yeah, he said no. I don't know if he does think he's a culture vulture now or not. I haven't talked to him. Actually, I did talk to him, but we didn't talk about anything in the situation.
The vulturing.
Yeah, it wasn't none of that. It was just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll connect at some point. You know, good luck moving forward and things like that. I don't really like to talk to people about shit like that over the phone. I'd rather kick it with them face to face and just, you know, away from everything. Ain't for content.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, we in an era now where everybody's jumping to do something for content and all of that. And
well, that's our problem, by the way.
Our problem?
Which I've been told in comments, because we don't just do shit for the fuck of it in content.
Oh
damn.
Yeah. Sorry guys. No, I'm not that person. I don't just do shit for content.
I actually saw someone say that's because we're lazy and don't work hard enough because we don't want to do salacious headline clippy shit.
I'm like, wait, hold on. Guys.
Make that. So working hard is just spewing out some fucking awful take.
Yeah. I mean, that's what, you know, that's just what this thing is. And, you know, it was like a real connection.
Because I thought doing back-to-back live shows within pod episodes plus Patreon shit plus other ventures was hard work. But
international.
No, you know what? I should just spew things out that get headlines.
Well, like I said, AD spoke to AD, so those guys know they have our support. I've seen a lot of things of why they left, things about Adam coming out being a pedophile and talking reckless about the crew and, you know, kicking somebody's back in. And it's just, you know, it's unfortunate, man, because you build this thing that people come to love and that people enjoy, and then things like this happen. And we know that life happens and real situations happen. But it's just unfortunate when you have people that seem like they're friends and seem like they have a good chemistry with each other, and a lot of people tune in and support, and then you have things like this that happen. So I mean, I guess it's part of it at this point. You know, things happen, but I am glad to see that the guys are deciding to move forward and do their own thing. Wish them best of luck.
My mentions were full of people saying I'm going to be the next culture vulture that's exposed.
Hey, that's
like, you. Oh, he must have found a sex tape.
Wait, what?
Oh, you didn't know about that, huh?
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. On the iCloud?
Yeah. You know the iCloud was hacked.
Oh,
you know that. But yeah,
well,
man.
I think it would prove otherwise if that was a culture vulture.
I don't even want to know.
I don't want to know.
I don't even want to go into that. I don't even want to know.
How do y'all feel? I mean, that Adam allegations had been around for some time, I saw. How do you guys feel about his response? Did you see? He said that he met the girl when she was 16 because his friends was fucking her and said, "Hey, you should hit her up." So he thought she was of age. Realized she was 16. Never talked to her. Then 3 years later, she ended up on Facebook, and he went to her crib and fucked.
That's a lot to explain.
And then she said he raped her. So
she said he raped her.
I believe so.
All right, now that's a whole different.
Yeah,
I don't want to get into that because I don't know what that's about, but. If he did, he's a piece of shit. If he didn't, then she's a piece of shit for lying on him like that. But yeah, like shit like that, you know.
Do you think some grooming happened?
It feels like it's some grooming shit happening. It feels like that's some grooming stuff. Like you waited for this girl to become legal, hit the legal age of 18.
Okay,
I just don't.
It shouldn't be me to defend Adam. I'm not trying to defend Adam here.
No.
I'm just for, let's have a podcast.
Yeah.
Is it grooming? Also, I think it's fucking weird if you meet someone that's underage and then eventually fuck them. Even if it's legal, if it's legal, then it's just like, damn, you remember when she was a kid? Like, that's weird. But listen, not my place to judge there, even though I think it's creepy, sort of pedophile behavior, even doing it when she's legal. But if he doesn't talk to her at all for 3 years, is that grooming?
No.
I don't know if it's grooming per se. It's creepy.
It's borderline.
If he talked to her from 16 to 19 and wait and did a fucking countdown,
then
you groom that girl.
You can still wait.
It's still weird though.
I agree.
It's still weird. It's like, you know, she's still young. Even if she is 19, he was what, 26, 27 at the time?
I don't know exactly.
That's still a little
but
too.
That's
young.
What the law. I mean, that's the legality of it. That's what the law is for. The law is supposed to be the line in the sand.
Yeah.
So either it's fine or it's not.
Mm-hmm. I get it, but I'm just saying, like,
that's nasty, bro.
If you met her when she was 16,
the law, that's one of those laws that's really weird, because the difference between 17 and 18 could be one fucking day.
Well, this is but that's the I took that stance, and I'll in a quick name drop. When I was at WTF, I was having this conversation with Mark Norman and Neil Brennan with Leonardo Cap. Leo came up, so we were talking about Leo
was with y'all.
No.
Okay.
We were talking about Leo and his affinity for younger women, his new girlfriend being 19. And creepy. And I took the side of that's a little like pedophile, creepy kind of vibes. And he, Neil, just immediately, like stone cold face, just looked at me and goes, no, it's not. It's the law.
Throw him under the bus.
He was like, no, he's like, there. He said, the law exists for a reason. There are legal things that are put in place to make make it okay to do this if you want. Or unless then the whole gray area thing. But he was like, if it's legal, it's legal. And that's where it lies.
I mean, my thing
is wrong, but he's still wrong.
But then I said to him, I was like, the public perception is like a whole other element to it. He goes, it doesn't matter what people say at that point.
But here's my thing with all that.
Leo's still rocking.
There's always a 26-year-old woman somewhere.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're 26, you could just find an older woman. Like, it's like, why do you have to go back to this girl that was, yeah, she's legal now, yes. But it's still like a little... You know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's just weird, bro. Like,
I'm with you on, I still feel what I said.
It's just a little weird. Like, I you know, and again, you know, people do what they do, and we understand that people are weird and people have their shit with them. But again, I don't want to get into that too much because I don't know enough about that situation, and it'd just be like gossipy shit.
Well,
I don't want to do that, especially when something like this that's that serious. But it is a little weird to wait till a girl is 19 and you're 26, 27. And
also, what more people weren't talking about that I thought was odd, and it's not gossipy shit, it came out of Adam's mouth. What type of crew were you running in that fucked that girl and then told you to hit her up?
The guys that hang out at high schools?
Like, who are you hanging with?
It's weird.
And then after you found out she was 16, did you not go over to your mans and then be like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
But like I said, there's some nasty dudes out here. There's nasty men out here. There's very predatory behavior. And I just don't, you know what I mean? That type of shit. Y'all know how I feel about that. They should put any type of pedophile, put them on a fucking boat and blow that shit up. That's
and then if the friends Adam had were underage, then I'm just like, why are you hanging out with little boys? Why are you 23 hanging out with 16-year-olds?
Those are his field scouts.
Field scouts is nasty.
Those are his young boys.
That's even sicker. But either way,
you got young boys. They're of age.
Yeah, they're definitely of age. But either way, no jumper. You know, I don't know what happens from here. I do feel like Adam is capable of still continuing to put out his content and do what he does. Shout out to everybody. You know, like I like to see guys move forward and do their thing, and let it go too. At this point,
how does it look for someone like Sharp? If you don't know Sharp, Sharp is on No Jumper Show.
Oh yeah,
has a great. I don't know, I like to call it a podcast, but a show. Sharp has a great show.
He be talking that shit. I like
Sharp's
Sharp.
Fucking hilarious.
I like Sharp.
Where does that leave Sharp now? That's a weird predicament to be in.
Yeah, it's always weird when things fall apart and then like you're the one piece that's like, all right, so what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
So I don't know what Sharp does. I do think that he is capable of doing his own thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's developed his own following and his own audience. You know, I don't know where his loyalty lies in this whole situation. But you know, either way, like I said, you know, those dudes I think are more than capable of moving forward and continuing to do their thing and building their own platforms respectively and individually. So
how do the new co-hosts look? Whatever Adam picks for the next, even if he does continue making it more of a network type shit, I kind of feel like Adam's just going to make this, No Jumper is just going to be Adam 22. I don't know if he's going to want to go through this again.
It's not a bad approach though.
He should just lean into the porn stuff.
He really should.
Like,
well, the porn thing that he's doing is some genius shit.
He's got that, he figured it out. Like, he's got that locked down.
Does that then officially, and it's my white face asking, does that officially make him a culture vulture that he is able to lose everything hip-hop related and still be able to move forward?
No, I feel like that's just him adapting.
Because he's been on that shit.
Well, that's what vultures do. They adapt.
Oh. I mean, I think we all adapt here.
Well, he built his platform off the backs of the culture, and now he can do whatever he wants.
African-Americans.
Okay.
He built his platform with the backs of African Americans. What?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Fine.
Just clean that up. added that part. I don't know why.
Awkward silence. I was like, what's wrong with that? Yeah.
Keep it up. That's fine.
That's hilarious.
That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah. Like, but he built his platform off the backs of African Americans. Mm-hmm. Off the, you know, they had a hand in building that platform to what it is today.
So he has to just fail now?
No. Not that he has to
that's
fail.
That's what I'm trying to say, though.
No, like, no. It's
just
not
the privilege of it where he can do anything. Like, hip-hop doesn't have to exist for him. Like, he can take from it, yeah, build the shit, and then just leave.
And go do fuck porn
and go
shit.
And go do
does
other
that
shit.
Mean he has to just do another hip-hop show? Then that perspective is kind of almost washed out.
I think you're missing the point.
I am. So explain.
So basically what they're saying is, and correct me if I'm wrong, for example, his co-hosts, they can't afford to leave behind everything hip-hop and still have the platform to be big enough where they don't have to talk about it anymore, because that's what they've been pigeonholed into. Because of his face, he has the ability to go wherever he wants from now, even though he built his platform off the back of hip-hop and its culture.
African-Americans.
Okay.
Well, he built the whole porn thing to...
That's still like part of his brand.
But would he be relevant before that? Like, he's able to do that because he was relevant.
Well, his girl
he
was
made
a porn
himself
star.
Relevant.
I mean, his girl's literally a porn star.
But yeah, even admittedly, in the episode we did with him, he wasn't like the biggest hip hop head at all. Like, he went from BMX grunge shit and then like started interviewing rappers, and it took off for him. So that's where someone could easily be like, well, that's a culture vulture. Like, you weren't doing shit with the BMX world like that. I mean, you were doing fine, but it didn't take off the way it did until you just started going all through the rap shit. And now you have the luxury to just say, fuck it, and still be successful.
Okay.
That's where someone would say that would be some type of culture vulturing.
That's why I won't be sad with them. It was important that I asked him, like, who was his favorite rappers? Because I don't even think I've heard Adam even talk about shit like that.
No.
Ever. Like, you know, what did he listen to? Who's his favorite artist? Like,
And it's not my place to even say that type of shit, because he's a great interviewer. But you do have to think of intentions and be very delicate with the culture if you come in with my face and Adam's face. Like, yeah, your intentions have to be somewhat pure.
I mean, I know it hurt Adidas to hear Adam talking about him like that. And the rest of those guys over there, I know that had to bother them a little bit, because in being there and going to the studio, it did seem like the energy there, like everybody really fucked with each other over there.
Yeah.
It did seem like it was like a good chemistry amongst the whole team, even the people that worked there that's not on camera. It just felt like it was a place where everybody felt like they were appreciated and they were respected and things like that. So to see this happen, I mean, you know, it goes to show that you never truly know what's going on behind the scenes and how people really feel.
Well, I mean, when I saw what Adam was saying, I was like, well, damn, that was light. I was told, don't come to my fucking son's birth, you piece of shit. All Adam said was, yo, AD be saying the same jokes.
Wait, that was the diss?
I mean,
he was talking shit to Lush Bond, and Lush was even weird for putting that all out on Discord to a bunch of people. Like, I know Adam hasn't been taking any accountability and blaming Lush for it, but I do feel Adam on some of that shit. Like, why are you taking our private conversation and putting it on Discord?
Yeah, that's never,
like, that's nuts.
Yeah, that's a little wild for sure.
But yeah, I mean, listen, you take all the other shit out. Had the old pod just said my jokes is trash, we'd probably still be doing that pod. I was told don't show up to my son's birth, you fucking piece of shit. I didn't do anything. I was minding my fucking business.
Look, I'm trying hard not to say certain things, man, because I'm just a different guy today.
So. I was sitting there like, damn, AD's way more sensitive than me.
Yeah, like a lot of that shit, it didn't. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it was. I think this was just the buildup.
And thank God I'm not a Crip, because AD would have fucking killed the old boy. Daddy said that to him.
Yo, what is Rory?
Yeah.
Thank God I'm a civilian.
Well, salute to those guys, man, and good luck moving forward. You know, I'm pretty sure everybody will land in a good place, because those are good guys and they seem like they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Even Adam, I'm sure we'll be fine. I don't know how much the content changes. I don't know, you know, what he replaces and what he brings onto his platform after, you know, these guys leave, but he'll figure it out. I think Adam is a pretty smart guy. Whether you think he's a culture vulture or not, he has built a successful platform, so we'll see where he goes from here.
And before we, just to wrap this whole thing up, what is Dame's shooting percentage on spotting culture poachers?
Oh, Dame is he's shooting. He's
That's
shooting.
Barry Bonds numbers.
Yeah, yeah. He's shooting at least 80% from the field for sure. But it's not hard to spot a culture vulture, though. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're in the culture and you're of the culture, it's not hard to spot somebody that's not.
Yeah.
That's not of the culture, that doesn't appreciate give back. And people think that because you have a platform and you hire guys from the culture, that means you're not a culture vulture. Mm-hmm. That's not what that means. So people are like, oh, nah, he can't be a culture vulture because he got all these guys on here that's from the culture. And that, yeah. That's not what that means. That
How
doesn't
else
mean
would
somebody's
he learn about it
vulture.
If he didn't hire people to tell him about it?
Exactly. How else would you maneuver through the culture without having people along the ride with you that are from the culture and of the culture? So
my favorite soundbite ever is when Dame said, how is Todd Moskowitz the head of black music? He can't even dance.
That's a point, though, no?
That's a point, though.
That's valid.
No, I agree.
That's a valid point.
And you know Dame delivered it way better than I just did. Like, nah, that shit had me dying. He's like, I can't even dance. Man. I'm like, yeah, you got a point.
That's a valid fucking point. There may be somebody, Rory, that Adam could bring onto his platform mm-hmm. to help further his reach and his audience. Mm-hmm. Larsa Pippen.
What? For the porn one or for...
No, for the...
Or for the rap part.
No, for the rap part. I mean, anybody that's fucking four times a night, they got bars. They built to last.
So they could do a whole podcast series with Adam, his girl, and Larsa Pippen just fucking four times a day.
That's sick.
A live stream.
That's a lot of fucking.
It's like a charity fund.
That's like a fuckathon.
Just let the stream run.
Ooh, fuckathon.
Yeah, start donating.
Just everybody just we're going to fuck and let the camera... Let the phones ring and donate some money to charities across the world.
And Sharp could just be Larsa's pimp.
Well, Larsa said that she says she had sex four times a day when she was married to Scottie Pippen. Mm. And that made so much sense because I was wondering over the years, Scottie looks so drained. He looked very depressed.
Yeah.
He has this monotone, very low voice. Mm. And it's because he has no nutrients in his body. He has no
no fluids.
He has no zinc. He has no iron. You know, Larsa was just draining the legend, Scottie Pippen, four times a night.
Like, there's no way in that Utah Jazz series, Scottie was going back and fucking four times.
You never know.
See, that was Scottie's flu game. That was his chew game. He had to be on a blue chew. Huh, Julian? You know blue chew activation when you see it.
Yeah, Julian.
Use code for even more.
Is that a...
I don't know.
No, I don't
know
what that's called. Hold
on. But Larsa, yeah, she sat down. She was on the
bullshit,
reality,
right?
reunion for one of the Housewives show, right? Mm-hmm. Damaris, I don't know which Housewives.
Is she a housewife?
Pick a house.
Is she known from reality TV?
I don't know.
I don't know about known, but she's known for her dating exploits. But
Future made her famous.
One of his trophies.
His collection.
Yeah, still there.
Okay, well, yeah, she deserves
So she was fucking Scottie four times a night. How many times a night do you think she was fucking Future?
Future's probably, he looks in shape too.
Eight.
I think he has stamina.
Eight.
And I don't think Future's ever drank codeine before, so I think he's ready to go.
I think
codeine.
I call Cat. Is she a Capricorn?
Who's lost? Damaris, is she a Capricorn?
The fuck am I?
Let's find out when she was born. She might be a Capricorn. That's a lot of cat.
Why is
four
that?
Times a night? Wow. Fucking four times a night. Like,
and then also find out when Michael Jordan's son was born.
Birthday's
That's
July
why
6th.
She should go on fucking
July
no jumper.
6th. Yeah, no.
Fucking Predator.
She's not a Capricorn.
Wow.
She is Capricorn, but she's not a Capricorn.
Cancer.
The problem I
she's
have with
cancer.
This, listen, I'm not in nobody's bedroom. I don't know. Scottie might be the man. He might be able to fuck four times a night. I don't know. But you can fuck four times in a night.
Yeah.
But she said every night.
Yeah, 7 days a week is crazy.
I don't believe her.
That's to the two ladies in the room. Y'all call Cap?
Yeah, Cap, yeah. For sure.
That's you'll Colin Kaepernick.
Tires worn down at
Colin
the tread.
Fucking Kaepernick.
Were they together during the Portland years? Because Scottie had to really carry that team. No fucking way he can fuck four times during the Portland years.
Four times a night is... Who wants to fuck four times a night, every night? I'm not saying you have...
Every night is crazy.
I'm not saying you don't have those one nights, you know, on the weekend. You might take a little vacation. Y'all getting a little, you know...
Yeah, that's like a once every 14
but
days.
But every night?
I mean, I believe Larsa gave us Hendrix.
Maybe she got that grip.
Larsa gave us Hendrix.
So who knows what that box can do?
Four times a night, every night for... How many years she was married? 23 years?
23. Mm-hmm.
Busting four, and she didn't say four
nuts
a day.
She ain't say she was busting.
No, not her, him.
That's impossible.
I mean, she's lying.
Yeah, obviously she's lying,
four
but like, let's pop.
What a weird thing to lie about.
Yeah, like, why?
That's what I'm saying. Why would you lie to make yourself look
Because
worse.
What a weird flex.
Well, that doesn't make her. How does it make her look worse? That was doesn't her husband. Look
good. And why four though?
Like, how does that's that a not look good? Specific number.
But that if they were still relationship, they're over. Like you're. That's not your yeah, life
that
anymore.
Ain't keeping together.
That's not making you look good. That the guy you used to be married to did that, and now you're. It doesn't look good.
Even more, Cap. She said she was on the road with them, traveling with the kids. At some point, kids age, they can't be in a hotel room by themselves. There's no way I was fucking four times with your kids in the hotel room, dude. And just, if you did, now I understand.
Listen, man,
the trauma that is going to come.
We know Cap when we hear Cap
with their cousin dating their mom now.
It's okay to say Lars is Cap. That's complete bullshit. Nobody is fucking four times a night every night. For porn stars, don't even fuck that much.
Mm. Well,
four times a night. Every night for 23 years.
Adam doesn't even do four episodes a day.
Yeah, like, come on. What do you do four times a night every night for 23 years? Do you do anything four times a night?
Four times a night?
For 23 years? Anything. Just think of anything you do every night. Do you do it four times
fart?
For 23 years?
Well, you know
fart
I have a
four
bad
times
bladder.
In one night?
You don't. You pee four times a night? No,
no
way.
I don't.
No way.
You
no
didn't just hear
way.
Her? She said she farts four times a night.
Well, the dairy, I keep telling you, put it down. You won't listen to me.
You one gassy guy.
Stop eating that shit. You won't listen every night. Mozzarella sticks.
Julian?
You eating a mozzarella stick four times a night before you go to bed?
Four sticks every night. Yeah. I have to have
you put them on the nightstand?
Yeah. I keep telling Damaris, you keep tripping. L.A., stop eating the fucking mozzarella sticks.
I think Chloe Bailey could do it.
Do what? Eat four mozzarella sticks?
Four times a night?
Yeah. It
doesn't look no like way. She's had sex four times.
No.
You've heard her music, though.
I've heard her music. Very talented. Mm-hmm. Can sing. I didn't see Swarm. I saw the clip from Swarm. Shout out to Childish Gam. I'm sorry, Donald Glover. Mm-hmm. On his new show, Swarm.
We gave you your flowers and your congratulations when you had asked the Culture Vulture question. Am I going to get my flowers today?
Four?
I had suggested Chloe Bailey probably has a very funny orgasm face.
Who doesn't?
And after hearing that audio, I think it was confirmed.
But who doesn't have a funny orgasm face? Like, who looks cool when they orgasm?
Yeah, take a selfie next time you nut and let's judge your face.
I never pulled a test like that.
Yeah, Patreon.
That's why I was so bad in threesomes.
Put it on Patreon. Do it and put it on Patreon.
I just feel, well, you've seen her in her videos, like when she hits a run, like her face gets really weird. I just feel like that's probably her orgasm face.
Mm. I think everybody.
And I know she never sleep with me.
You can't, have a cool orgasm face because you literally feel like you have to sneeze mm-hmm. and piss okay. and a Q-tip in your ear at the same time.
I'm not saying a good one per
that's
se,
a good
but
description, Mom.
A funny one. Like, I feel like I would start laughing
at your orgasm face.
No, at hers.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you would not.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you would not. You wouldn't be laughing. You would be doing exactly what Damson is doing right there. See how he behind
no,
that thing?
No, he looks way better at it than me. His stroke game looks way better.
And why ain't nobody talk about how Damson's stroke look a little off? Like,
who said that?
What's wrong? We talking about Chloe Moan. Damson's stroke look a little off.
What's wrong with his stroke?
Okay, well, speak to it.
Chloe's art.
I can't speak to that.
Speak on his stroke.
No, I can't. That three-letter word. Can't do it. You can speak to it, though.
Yeah, tell us
all
about
I said was three
stroke.
Letter word.
No, speak I'm just it. Saying his stroke doesn't look the strongest, but we're not judging him.
He was delivering from the hips.
His stroke don't look the strongest. Damaris, you know you done had a nigga behind you that looked just like that. You done turned around.
Of course,
doing
of
that,
course.
He doing
was,
that same
he was ball. Never behind again. I left him back there.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
That's wrong. He ain't got another shot.
Nah. No.
And don't do that because you want a Dempsey to beat.
Wow. I did not want Damson to be yo.
Nah, you wanted that?
You
did.
Jacket?
You put it on a platter.
Oh, you see what you
it was on a platter, though.
It was on a platter. I had him in front of him. I ain't paying him no attention. Don't sit up here and say.
She was trying to play coy.
Don't sit up here and
you
say.
You can't play coy with the nigga
the
that's playing Franklin, St. Franklin and Snowfall. You got to go at that nigga.
No, I was
press
good.
That nigga. That's what
right.
you were supposed to do.
And I was the worst wingman because I was like, he right there. And he could hear me.
Yeah, that was wild. You shouldn't have did it like that. That was wild.
Because she was talking all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she clammed up the moment she had the opportunity.
Yeah, I wasn't really she interested like that. Flow. I love him as an actor, though. He's very talented, and I'm happy to see him get this opportunity to fake
oh
fuck
my
Chloe
God.
From the back.
I'm you want
to
be so bad
to see him get this opportunity. Who the Damaris think she's talking
it's
to?
Everything he's ever worked
yeah,
for.
Yeah, like, I'm so happy to see his career taking off the way. This nigga's fucking. Like, everybody fucks. I didn't see the show yet, though. I do want to watch this. I heard the episode
yeah,
was
Damaris
really
said
good.
It was fire.
You saw it?
Damaris said it was fire.
No, oh, I didn't. I didn't see it.
Oh,
so nobody saw
I
it.
I said that of the premise of like the actors that they have in it, like Billie Eilish, Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris Jackson, Chloe, all of these people who know about like culture of like the fan culture, because that's what it's about. It's about fan cult culture. Yeah. It's based off of Beyonce's Beehive, but like a lot more dire and sinister. Mm. And I think Donald Glover did a good job. I like the execution from the clips I've seen so far.
Let me ask Damaris, since you speak for all women,
of course,
on this podcast, you may be the wrong one to ask because you also like girls, and I don't think you have an issue with it. But
exactly,
how do you think women would feel if their man fake fucked Chloe Bailey ass naked? They'd have an issue.
Would you like?
Oh, a lot of a lot of women, and I don't understand why, but a lot of women have issues with things like that.
Why?
But then they don't want to work. So like, he's fake fucking Chloe for a check that you're gonna spend, but you wanna complain about it.
Do you have an issue with that?
No, I don't have an issue. No, hell no. Outside of me being gay, I still wouldn't have an issue with that.
I'm not mature enough. I don't know if I could date an actress. Because I would pretend to be like, oh, I'm cool with it. That's your job. Go do what it does. But if I go to the premiere and my girl's back is fake getting blown out.
So nudity
camera,
would be fine.
Me. Yeah, I'm fine with nudity.
But getting her back blown out, like.
Nah.
I call Cap.
She said that there was a bouncy ball between them.
Call Cap on what?
On that.
What?
Guys can't feel a way about a girl doing that in an acting scene.
You can feel however you can feel.
But that's stupid.
Nah, I agree. I said I'm immature. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, that's but, acting. That's not.
But then all these people are going to just start talking shit to you.
But he still smelled her pussy. Like, he know what her pussy smell like.
If any, 100%. Who pussy smell like?
He knows what her pussy smells like.
100%.
That's the thing. Yeah, like, you know it is acting, and there was stuff in between them, but he knows what her pussy smell like. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with that.
So you're saying Dempsey knows what, that was Chloe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dempsey knows what
he know what her back shot ear smells
like. Yeah, definitely got a whiff.
Nah, I'm
but they weren't actually. But you just saying from like purely them doing like the bumping that the wafting was going up.
Wafting is that's what it's
well,
called.
Well, I'm just the saying because he's not actually fucking.
No, but her pussy.
I've never
heard
you've never wafted.
Never waft.
I waft 4 times a night.
I can't wait to waft. I mean, what is wafting? What the fuck is that?
His dick was definitely wafting in her.
Yo,
area.
I cannot wait to waft. My next waft victim, Jesus. So you
waft victim?
I don't know if because they are covered. They do have like some type of covering.
There's a little
a condom.
A condom. Idiot. And she did say that they had like a
little ball. There's a little bouncy ball in between them that gets edited out.
Yeah, so you can't really, you know, the ball is
her ass is in the face down, ass up, and she is throwing her ass back. And this, I'm sure they did more than one take.
What?
He knows what her pussy smells like. Yeah, he knows what her pussy smells like.
Damn.
I was just saying.
And he had the mirror right there too. Like, he saw the arch. Nah, sorry. I'm not mature enough. I'm not going to the premiere of the show to watch my girl get her back blown out. I'm glad for your acting career. Good job.
Why did you?
I'll be in the bathroom throwing up.
I mean, it is tough to kind of like take that in and have your girl and you see her on screen bent over wafting, what you said.
Here's the thing. I might actually have more of a problem with the makeout scene.
Yeah, because
that's real.
Why are you getting this intimate with this dude? Like why you're too good of an actress right now. Yeah. You're not that good.
So you wouldn't let your girl, you would be more upset at your girl kissing a guy than
getting wafted?
Than him smelling her wafted.
I would. Because he's actually making out with her. Like, fake getting fucked is like, all right.
It's like dancing,
actually,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
No, but like, you can't smell my girl's pussy, too.
But his tongue's down your girl's throat.
Smell her breath. Don't smell her pussy.
That's tough. That's a tough decision.
No, because he's making. If this guy's tongue is down your girl's throat, that's way worse than him that's pretending like to fuck
her. That's actual penetration. He's penetrating her mouth.
Her throat.
Yeah.
Well, do they do that in acting for real, though?
Kiss? Yes. Last
time? No, I know. I'm saying a real tongue down, though. Like, usually they'll find like an angle.
Well, it depends on the
it's
movie.
It's kind of fake.
Lauren London wasn't going for it.
My baby said CGI that shit.
You niggas better CGI this kiss.
That's another thing. And I know actors would never date me, but now that I know that exists, that you could do that, my girl, everything has to be CGI. Matter of fact, I don't even want scenes of y'all together. You shoot your shit, different days, CGI it.
She has to get a double?
Matter of fact, put me in that green outfit, and I'll fuck her from the back.
All right, this is weird.
And then just cut me out, and then put the other person.
Rory this is dancing. Where I would have a problem with it. Does Chloe have a reoccurring role on this, or was that was just it?
No, Chloe is one of the main supporting characters.
Okay, all right, cool. Yes. So she's...
From what I've seen, Damson doesn't really have a big role. No. That's just how they started it, yeah.
Well, I do want to check it out because I heard good things about it. I heard it was an interesting show. So before it gets too many episodes in and I just forget about it, I'm going to check it out so I can see what the waft scene was like. Why
hate you?
The waft scene.
Yeah.
You saw the wafting.
You guys never took biology in high school or chemistry.
It was waft was the term.
Yes.
Yeah, like it's the smell waft.
I've
like,
never heard it.
It's a very normal term.
It is. Usually I make fun of Julian for being pretentious, but that is stores.
I know you do.
Yeah, you waft the candle.
I do as well.
Oh, that's what it's called.
When you walk in, yes, and you don't smell if you're smelling the candle,
you're
not.
I just wave it.
They pull open the glass thing that has the smell in it.
You get a waft.
They give you one of these. That's a waft.
What is this?
Give you one of these?
One of these.
So you are suggesting that Dempsey went like this over.
Well, I'm saying the generative force from him slamming his pelvic into her behind.
Of course, naturally.
That's a natural waft.
Yeah. Waft.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. And this is what you have to do.
Yeah, to get a real good
waft by proxy. He wasn't really wafting. It just was.
Yeah,
he was. Yeah, he was victim to the circumstances.
A pseudo waft.
I can just imagine as a woman.
Everybody waft don't smell good though.
Everyone.
Oh no, not a lot. A lot of people's back shot air, sit down air, stand up air stinks.
Trust me.
Do we owe Chloe an apology?
Do you owe Chloe an apology?
For what?
Because you said she couldn't sing.
I've never said that. Wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
Rumor star.
Never said that.
Yeah, messy is. Yeah.
I think she can sing. I think she's really talented.
That's family.
And you're very happy that she got this opportunity.
For sure.
Her yeah. No, I got it. Yeah.
But if I saw Chloe at Highlight Room, I would say something unlike Damaris.
What would you say?
You can't sing.
That's funny.
She can really, one of the most talented artists out.
No, she's dope.
We do owe her an apology because we gave her a lot of shit for not holding Gunna down when he was locked up, but maybe she had more information than we did at the time, and Chloe was really standing tall on the code.
She heard he was a Chiba.
Oh, what?
A fucking rat.
Oh.
What language is that?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, y'all. Oh, damn. I forget y'all. Y'all never seen Carlito's way when he walked in and we said, "You a fucking Chiba, man? Let me take him out back, Carlito."
I'm telling you, Al Pacino's really good at playing Latino roles.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, he's great.
One of the best. Hate his accent, but he's one of the best.
I mean, that's we can't say bad things about Scarface, but probably one of the worst acting
you could 100%
voices worse than ever. Like, if that came out now, they would kill him.
Oh, yeah. Scarface was a terrible movie. It was terrible.
It was not a terrible movie.
Classic, but it's awful.
Speaking of playing, do you guys remember Ben Kingsley played Gandhi in that film?
Oh, no. Yes. Ben Kingsley played Gandhi?
Yes, yeah.
I remember
a British white man played Gandhi.
Yes.
That's sick.
No, that was insane. Good movie, though. But just the casting was just like, y'all could have did better than this.
Wait, was he in blackface?
No.
Wow.
That's Ben Kingsley.
Oh, my God.
That's not real.
Yes, it is. You never saw that movie?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, does he have like the Ben Kingsley voice the whole time, though?
Does he have?
Does he try to sound like Gandhi?
Yes.
Here's a side by side.
I mean, he kind of ate that.
He's in brown face.
Is that spray tan? What is that?
Yeah, you can't say that about.
Nah, Ben Kingsley did blackface, and no one told me.
That's insane.
I am not watching the 1982 rendition of Gandhi with Ben Kingsley. No, I'm just not. He's an amazing actor.
I don't know
actor.
How you didn't.
This is nuts.
I didn't know how you didn't know Ben Kingsley played Gandhi. And it's crazy, but he kind of looked like him. Like, that's what the crazy part
he
was.
Ate.
He went a little malnourished. He didn't eat.
He can't eat if you're Gandhi. So.
Yeah. He had a ringworm.
Yes, Julian, that's what he had.
Anyways, Gandhi was not as progressive as you think he was.
So if you saw Chloe out in a highlight room. If you saw Chloe out in the highlight room.
Mm-hmm. Like, I would ask her if she wanted to go see Gandhi.
Hey, have you seen Ben Kingsley play Gandhi?
I don't know if you're a Kingsley fan, Chloe, but
a Kingsley fan.
I think if you look at that movie, it would help you in your acting career a whole lot.
But yes, we owe Chloe an apology. She stuck to the code. She stood tall. Thanks, now Chloe. I see why she didn't hold it down.
Yeah.
So
she knew he was a Chiba.
Speaking of holding it down, Andrew Wiggins' girlfriend.
Okay.
Says the rumors.
This story kind of hit the internet last week.
Like a waft.
About Andrew Wiggins, because everybody's been asking. He's been away from the team for over a month, almost two, probably 3 months at this point, I think. Mm. And everybody was asking, you know, when is he going to be back? You know, everybody's, you know, didn't know if he was, because the reasoning is family issues, family problems or family, you know, he's a tendency, he has to be with his family right now. So everybody started, you know, kind of trying to figure out why is, you know, what's going on? Is everything okay? So a story broke, or a story hit the internet last week, claiming that Andrew Wiggins had found out that his girlfriend, one of his kids that he has with his girlfriend or fiance, I don't know if they're engaged, one of the kids weren't, he found out it wasn't his kid. Mm. That's what the story was.
It is his best friend's kid that was living
supposed
at the
to be
crib.
his best friend's kid mm. that was, you know, it just was a crazy, crazy story.
Giving her the Dempsey stroke yeah. when he was on the road.
Now, it's crazy. She's saying the internet is a really sick place and that's not true or whatever, whatever. But I can see how people would hear that and be like, oh shit, because that kind of can be a believable thing. Like, your best friend lives with you, you spend time on the road, your best friend, your girlfriend may have an affair, and now one of the kids that you thought was yours isn't, you find out it isn't. That would cause you to need to be away from your team for a while and kind of get your family situation together. But his girlfriend did tweet out, that's the furthest thing from the truth, and it's sad that y'all are even doing this. So it's good to at least get some type of...
But is that more of like a cryptic type thing? Like, remember the Life Jennings song, which said, technically you're the baby's father anyway? And it's like, no, I'm not, actually. No. Like, I know I raised the kid, God, but no, I'm not. I'm not.
I hope this is not the case.
So you think maybe she's like, no, he's the father because he raised the child.
He's the father because that is his child. I hope. Because we spoke about it. That would have been a crazy... I don't know how an athlete could bounce back from that, honestly. Like, how do you go, especially with social media?
You're in the speculation.
Right. It's like, so with social media now, how does an athlete go through something like that if it were true?
Ask Scotty.
And return to the team knowing that you're going on the road, fans are going to be yelling out certain things, they're going to be tweeting certain things, and that's a tough umbrella to kind of maneuver under.
Even within your own locker room. Like,
yeah, I don't know if an athlete can come back. Imagine, I don't know if it's hard for a guy that's not an athlete to bounce back.
Imagine
from
during the game, though. It's like, that's why that kid's not yours.
This is what I'm saying.
That'd be fucked
it's,
up.
It's there's literally no way you can avoid that. Like, you're going to hear about that as an athlete, as a man, wherever you go forever, somebody is going to bring that up, yell that out. So I don't know if, you know, that's something that Andrew Wiggins would even be able to return to basketball after, like, finding out a kid is not yours. That's very tough to deal with in this social media era.
What would you guys do in this situation? Would you stay or would you leave? Say, assuming it's true, would you stay with her and raise the kids, or would you leave?
Me?
Both of you.
Come on, bro. You can't stay with a girl that
look at Rory's face.
You can't stay with a girl that you had a baby with, like,
what did you say?
You thought you had a baby with and you found out the baby's not yours. You can't stay with her.
Rory.
I'm gonna give the child trauma and get the fuck out of here.
Damn. Wait,
what?
Damn. Joking.
Well, that's why I'm bringing
I'm
it up.
Give the child trauma.
This kid is what? How old? Five.
That's fucking really difficult.
So the kid knows you. The kid knows you as their father.
As your child for 5 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is
fucking really difficult.
So you would be doing, yes, you fuck her all the way, but you would be doing a lot more damage to that kid that knows you as their dad.
My dad left. I'm okay.
You know?
Boy, he had no choice. The cops came.
Oh, wow.
The cops took him out the house.
Oh, I didn't know.
They told him to go.
Yeah. You're coming with us, sir. Yeah. No, I mean, listen, dads leave all the time. Like, I get it. You build a bond with this child, but how do you continue to look at the child?
What? Mom's saying, yo, dads leave all the time. Like, it's cool.
Yeah. Like, for my culture, that shit is regular.
Send him some shoes over the holidays.
Yeah, like, you send a couple, you know, you come back when it's time to go school shopping and you take the kid to the mall for 3 hours, go get what you want, and you never see the kid again. Like, I know how it goes.
We talked about this, though, before, because in the words of one of our former coworkers, he said, I want to raise another man's nut. Remember that?
I don't want to raise another man's nut? Yeah. You can't do that. Even if it was four years.
Who said that?
Carl.
Oh, I do remember that now. Yeah. Carl's fucking sick.
You can't, but it's true.
He has a point, though.
Yeah, you can't. You can't look a kid in the eyes that you know is not yours and the girl lied.
But then you just built this whole relationship with this kid.
Yeah, but we're going to have to break it off.
Okay, the relationship, but what about the kid?
Break it off. I just told you. Like, what are you talking about? That's not my kid.
The Kardashians made it work. Khloe's not one of them.
That's different, bro. So you're going to something totally different.
How?
What do you mean, how? That's something different, bro. Like, they were raised, like...
But that's not Robert's kid.
But I feel like they probably knew that from Rip. We just started to realize that.
Yeah, he just found that out.
But, like, I think they probably knew what was
going
on.
But that kid has a sibling too. So
So they have each other. They'll be fine.
That's not how that works.
Just raise each
other. Wait, is the other one my kid?
Yes.
Oh God. Yeah, I have to abandon the whole family. Even my own actual child. I can't be in that situation.
Sorry, son, your mother's a hoe. And I'm leaving.
It's your mother's fault. I just want to let you know.
It's a girl. Wait, it's a girl.
Oh.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, man. She's headed straight to the poll.
Oh my God.
To vote.
Yeah.
To vote.
Come on.
There you go.
She's casting her vote.
Trump. Yeah. That's right. Where is your mind at?
Yeah. Gutter.
And then you got to tell your kid to
Larsipath.
Like, we're breaking up and it is your fault. Like, you are part of the problem.
No, you got to tell, you got to keep it 100 and say, your mother, whore.
Wait, no, don't.
Yeah, you got to get right to it. You got to rip the Band-Aid off. You got to rip the Band-Aid off.
Yo, you're a woman. Why would you laugh?
There's no way around that. You have to rip the Band-Aid off. You can't kind of ease that in there. You have to sit your kid down.
Okay, so what age do you sit them down and say, your mother, whore?
As soon as you find out.
Yeah, like, son, when you get older, you're going to learn what a whore is. And I'm telling you now, your mother's one of them.
You live with one.
Yeah, you were raised by one. Yeah, she's a fucking whore. Yeah.
Stay away from women like your mother.
Yeah, like your mother, get away from her. When you're 18, get out of here. Do what I just
Holy
did.
Shit.
Leave.
That's so awful.
We're talking as if this is true. If this information is not true, we are misinformed.
Yeah, we're kidding.
I'm not joking.
We don't have to clarify.
I'm not fucking joking. But we speak for yourself, white boy. If I find out my girlfriend has a kid by another dude and I have one real biological kid with her, I'm leaving.
Are you taking your biological kid?
No.
They're both gone?
Yeah.
We
gotta start this bloodline over.
Damn.
With a more truthful woman.
You gonna take a mulligan?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
A mulligan on a kid?
Like, I'll come back and pick up on my kid, but I'm not staying in the house because
like
of the
you
kid.
Would buy that kid McDonald's, but not the other one.
Absolutely.
There you go.
What the hell? The deepest, Why? Darkest depth.
I don't
of
have
hell.
To take care of a kid that's not mine.
Yeah, that they don't deserve a happy meal.
I'm gonna take care of that kid, but I'm not gonna live in the house. I'm not gonna continue to live in the house and play family. Not doing that.
Well,
fuck
it's
not, no.
It's half of your family.
So was the connection that you had with the kid ever even real, or were you just faking a connection?
Were you ever even really my kid?
Yeah. Don't talk to me about real. Yeah. I was lied to for five fucking years.
Yeah, I'm keeping it real through this whole situation. This is real. I'm leaving. I'm really leaving. Like,
it was
that's
nice
real.
Knowing you.
Yeah. Like, are you kidding me? Like, a guy doesn't have to stay through that.
You don't have to. I'm not saying you have to stay. Of
it sounds
you
like you're saying he should stay.
It sounds exactly like you're saying he should stay.
Would you stay?
I'm telling you what I'm saying.
Okay, tell me.
So listen.
I'm listening.
What I am saying is I don't think that it would be as easy for you to just turn off the connection. Yes, you could say, oh, that's not my kid. I'm out. Fuck that. But if you ever really love somebody, love is unconditional. The kid did nothing to you. Do you really love this kid? You never want to see it again? So that lets me know that y'all just
under
be loving y'all.
Condition.
So y'all love y'all kid because y'all have to. It's not coming from the heart.
It's both.
That's
because you can't turn off. You can't turn off love. Like you
know
genuinely
how many,
love somebody.
You know how many women I used to love. You mean, I can't. I would throw up if I saw them today.
I hear what
I'm
you're
like,
saying.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll find a cop out and get poetic. Like I'll just love them from a distance.
But love can only love,
love
you from
can
afar.
Change. Love can evolve. And
love
it,
can change.
No, it can. I'm saying to counter Damaris, like you can be deeply in love with someone and then over time grow out of love with that person.
No, yeah. I'm not talking, but that's romantic love. Romantic love is fleeting. I'm talking about the love you have for someone who can't do anything for you, like the love you have for a child.
It's not mine. Once I find out it's not mine,
you no longer love
clip,
it.
Clip, cut.
So you only loved it because it was yours. You didn't
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yes. I don't think I love that kid child. That's right outside right there. I don't fucking love that kid. How? It's not mine.
You didn't grow
It's the same shit. It's not my kid.
Children are our future. We need to love all children.
Cool.
It takes a village.
No, listen. If that kid was
give
outside
it back to the village.
And the kid fell and was hurt, I would go help the kid.
No, you wouldn't.
But I wouldn't. If that kid is like sitting outside and says, oh, I'm hungry, I'm like, well, I gotta go. Like, it's not my job to feed that kid. I'm out. It's not my kid. If it's mine, oh God, you get the world. But once I find out you're not mine, your mother lied to me. Yo, listen, man, that's your mother. You came out of her.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come out of me, though.
Well, he did.
No, he didn't, because he did
it's
someone
not
else's
my
kid.
Oh, you're right. Sorry,
you talking?
I get the jokes, but I just think waking up next to this kid, you've comforted this kid when it was sick, when it was hurting, when it's lonely. Like you've been everything to this. Mm-hmm. This child looks up to
I
you.
I was being a father.
Someone didn't pull their own weight.
Until I found out it wasn't my kid.
That's not the kid's fault, though.
It's not. Life is hard. Life hurts.
I'm not blaming you for leaving the mother. Yeah. I'm not completely understand that. That's a terrible situation. Yeah. That's
and what
situation,
a great early lesson for a child. Listen, whores exist.
Yeah.
You need to stay away from crazy. Them.
I just know both of y'all, and I know that y'all would still have love for that child. It would still want to somehow be involved with that child. And if you couldn't do it mentally, it would hurt you to be away from that child.
Would love, you would
especially
love
a child that you raised for 5 years. I know both of you. So y'all could cap in y'all raps.
If y'all think that I'm not leaving a kid that was mine, that I thought was mine after 5 years.
I didn't say, I know you're leaving, but you're saying you'd never feel anything for them again. That doesn't even make sense as a human. You're saying that all your humanity is
turned off. Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm still leaving his little
ass. I know you're leaving.
I still feel away.
So what are you asking me? I won't never what, speak to the kid again?
That's what I'm asking. I'm saying, you're telling me you wouldn't love this kid anymore. You wouldn't have any feelings toward this kid. Even when you leave, you move on, you get a whole life. You wouldn't care about this kid, care about their well-being.
I would want to know if the kid is doing good in school and, you know, and life, the kid is good and things like that. Yeah.
Show up to the basketball games like Shep and above the rim, but I'm not going to do drills with him.
I'm not taking him to the park working on his left hand and shit like that. Where my kid at? Where my real kid at?
Word.
You going to bust your ass. that's how I'm on it. I'm working out my real kid.
Real kid.
You go find your real mother and tell her to find your real dad and let him work on your game.
Check ball.
Yeah. It's not my kid. I'm out of here.
And look, my genes are better because you trash at ball. My son is nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm,
so it is a father thing.
I'm just saying,
this kid does have Pippen genes. Well, no.
But what if your fit kid genes. Clean your real kid up? On a court.
We jumping that nigga.
Yeah. Big fact. Big fact.
I'm going to show you how we get down, son.
Father-son bonding
for
real.
Do. Yeah, we're going to jump.
You're
going to
see our chemistry because you're really my son.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Sick.
I'm going to set some hard-ass screens on that little kid. Like, son, I got them. I'm going to set the next screen. Lay that nigga out.
Would you let him still call you dad? He's been calling you dad
for 5 years.
Nah,
don't call me dad. Nah, don't do that.
Don't even call me Maul.
Yeah. Nah, don't call me dad. You got to call me Mr. Clay. Yeah, call me Mr. Clay from that one. Don't call me Maul. No,
matter of fact,
no.
I'm Uncle Maul just because I'm someone that fucked your mom. Like,
yeah.
I'm just one of your uncles in that regard.
We don't talk about that enough. The uncles that we thought were really uncles.
Yeah, y'all parents was dead ass wrong for that shit.
Yeah, man.
And we don't talk about the era. I know we're from different eras, but we're still sort of close. The era where the dad could see like, hey, I love your mother, but she's a whore.
Yeah.
That was very often said. You can't say that shit.
No, you can't say that no more.
Dads would say that all the time.
You ever had like a real one-on-one with your dad and you like figure out like, yo, what happened with you and mom?
Yes. And my mom listens to this podcast, so I don't want to say what the fuck he said.
Mom, I love you. I'm not trying to be in your business.
Say it on Patreon?
No.
Yo, this guy is crazy.
Say it on Patreon.
It's just a suggestion.
No, bad suggestion.
I had a fake uncle. He wasn't a fake uncle. I knew he was like a family friend. But when I became like around 13, I found out that he was my mother's ex-fiance. When she was 18, 19 years old. But he was a family friend. Like he was in the family. He lived with my grandparents for a while. Him and my dad were cool. But I found out at like 13 that was her old fiance. She flushed his ring down the toilet because she found out he was cheating on her. But
so him and your dad was cool at one point?
Yeah. Well, my dad met my mother when she was like 30 something. That happened when she was 18. Like,
oh, so it was kind of like, oh, that was far,
yeah, he was a big family friend. Like to this day, like he comes over for holidays and like everything. Like we're his family because my grandparents took him in, you know, because my mother was young and she was dating him. Even when they broke up, my grandparents ain't loyal. So
you think
they,
maybe
like,
that's
still
like maybe your actual dad?
That's big pops.
That's even Yomi went.
That's a conversation.
I'm learning more and more that Yomi ain't as loyal as I thought.
No, I'm just saying though. That's a real conversation to have.
I look because like,
I've seen it.
I look like my father with a little less facial hair.
Well, then you already said you spend more time around somebody who starts to look like you.
You said with a little less facial hair.
Yeah,
a little less.
You got a little less.
If you
I have a little less.
You could like.
I have a little less facial hair.
You got facial hair?
Yeah.
For real?
Why would you zoom in? Why would you look at my face?
Because I don't see it.
Chill.
Yeah, like a little Fu Manchu under there.
Sorry, Benny.
My bad. I ain't know you had facial hair. Skin looks great.
Thank you. I wax.
Would you ever line it up?
Whatever, line my shit up?
Yeah.
No, I get it waxed.
Okay.
Get like a shadow fade.
Oh, you get your lip waxed?
But like,
yeah,
if you're
I get
an
my
album
lip waxed.
Let it grow.
If I didn't get my lip waxed, baby, I get my lip waxed.
You should go all natural 1 month.
No, I'm good.
Don't get it waxed.
Good.
Just don't get it waxed. I just want to see it.
You never taste a little peach fuzz on a girl? I think it's cute.
But there's like peach fuzz and then there's like a mustache.
A mustache, yeah.
Yeah, no. I get peach fuzz, but not a mustache.
Would you, I mean, you're into white women. Would you fuck one of those French girls that like has the armpit hair and everything? Like what if she was bad? Like she was your type as pure Aryan as they come.
But no, I know my type already. Thank you.
Pure Aryan as they come is crazy. Pure Aryan is wild.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
I actually did hook up, this is years ago, I hooked up with a girl that had armpit hair and I didn't know, because obviously, like, you know, you're wearing a shirt or whatever, you can't tell.
Oh, that's scary.
So that we really matter?
What type of armpit hair, though?
Like,
though.
It was there.
You didn't care?
I mean, she was beautiful. So I just, it was like at that point, we were already talking at the bar. Like, we were already back at mine. I wasn't going to be like, oh, raise your arm. Like, nah, get out.
Right. Raise your arm. Right.
Like, I wasn't
I can't
that.
Fuck because you're hairy. Like,
yeah, like, I wasn't. Yeah,
Julia
like,
was about to tell a Hail Hitler.
Wow.
All right.
Wow,
okay. Wow. All right. Let's take a second. All right,
she might have been German.
See, there you go.
All right.
You found out she had hair on her arm.
She wasn't
that
German.
Didn't turn you off?
She was. I think she was from France, though. She wasn't. She was visiting. It didn't, like, at that point, I didn't care.
Yeah, why would you? But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not gonna be staring at it.
I'm not like Ma. I'm not looking at it like that's hot. Like, I'm not attracted to it.
Same.
But I was already that wasn't a barrier, like a threshold that I had to overcome to finish. Like, I didn't care.
It was like a lot of hair.
It was hair.
Look at Ma.
Yeah, because I'm just trying to figure out. Like, if I see that
to bear to finish.
Yeah. Like, how do you look past that? I can't look past like. It's one thing if you didn't shave and it's like, you know what I mean?
There's also like positions you can do where you're not, first of all, no one's really staring at armpits.
That's
when
what I'm trying
fucking.
To say. Yeah.
Also, if like, if you're doing the Chloe Bailey pose in the
show. Yeah, you're not looking
here,
at armpits.
You don't see armpits.
You would see a little hair, I think.
Man.
Y'all ain't hear Damaris though. She asked Julia, you fuck white girls from the back.
I wasn't.
Damaris, why wouldn't he fuck a white woman from the back?
Because he don't like really like women with like fat asses. So that's why I'm like,
how do you know that?
He's an ass guy.
When I say fat asses, I don't mean a fat ass and a white woman.
I don't like the needle
fat asses.
Plumped up cosmetic version.
No, you know what?
He like asses. Julian like, he like a nice. Yeah, I seen him holler at some girls like, yo, she got a fatty.
Thank
and
you.
It was a nice butt. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, I see that's you, right. Juju.
Yeah. He just wouldn't bring her home to mom.
Never. Never. She's not passing that door.
That's just a fetish for
him.
Yeah,
no, that's not happening.
Okay, so I have a question. I read in an article
what was her pussy like? Like, if she didn't go for the armpits, like,
there was hair. I think there was, but it was like,
imagine if she had a wax box and hairy armpits.
It was kept. It wasn't like,
it wasn't running.
It wasn't just like, what
is
it? Well, yeah, I didn't need the weed whacker.
Yeah, armpit hair is kind of, what you doing, baby? What you going through? We got
to
have a talk.
Yeah, I wasn't like, ooh, I'd like to do this again.
I can't see it and not talk about it. Are you kidding me?
Really?
Why?
That's equivalent to seeing like a streak in her panties, and I'm like, I'm
no, that is not
that is
not
completely
the same
different.
Thing.
It's not. It's the same with me.
The same
it's
thing.
It's the same with me, bro.
You throw her like a speed stick.
Yo, what's wrong? See,
for a butt?
Yeah.
No, for her armpits.
What?
No, but I want to know why you. I want to know what you. I want to know what you're going like. Are you a natural woman that likes to just grow your hair? Like, you don't. Shave,
that's
you don't
been
wax?
Like a phase though. Over
yeah,
the last
a lot.
Years.
A lot of women.
That's cool,
have done
but I'm yeah. just not. That's not my preference. Though.
What about leg hair?
How much leg hair are we talking?
Noticeable leg hair.
These are all questions when people are in relationships that they deal with. Maul is not the relationship guy.
Wait, excuse me?
You're not the relationship
guy. I got
guy.
Plenty of relationships. What are you talking about?
We have a relationship.
Yeah.
So you like his hairy legs?
Hate his hairy legs.
Okay.
Wow, that's...
Love yours.
Wow. When you're in a relationship with somebody and winter start crawling around,
like that.
The hair starts crawling
what
around.
Is she... What was like
see,
that?
We're not doing that.
You'd swipe right.
We're not doing
nah,
that.
I can't. That's a lot. That's a lot.
If she was on Raya, you
not
might
doing
go.
That.
A woman
that's
can do whatever she wants. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I'm
hair.
Sure
for
you
me.
Brought women home that had hairy legs, and in the dark, you didn't even notice.
Okay, sure.
No, not like this.
Okay.
That's too
I, like,
much.
Like, yes, you, there's like, that's, I understand the stubble.
I'm about to ask you if you Teen Wolf. Like, are you Teen Wolf?
Teen
just tell
Wolf
me.
Is
it's
funny.
One of my favorite movies.
He means the old one.
But you can't have that much hair on your legs as a woman.
Since we're kind of being misogynistic, I'll take it a bit further.
Kind of.
I'm not really big on this new no aluminum
deodorant
for women. Oh. And I've had to say, hey, I understand breast cancer, but you stink. Go
wait,
get some
route?
Deodorant with some breast cancer in it.
Not only that,
I can smell you from here.
Not only that, they already debunked that whole thing that there's not enough aluminum in deodorant to cause
wait, what's
cancer.
What's the alternative?
I'm sure they've
they
debunked
using?
It. I'm sure they were
no
paid
aluminum.
To debunk
it. It's like
debunk
organic
it.
Deodorant that doesn't work.
It's like essential oil. Yeah.
Oh, God, that stuff's trash.
Like that aluminum is what's keeping the smell down.
Some people have stronger scents than other people. I know a lot of people use like glycolic acid because that'll stop the stink for a while.
Man, just throw some Suave on there.
Nah, that's Suave. That's breast cancer right there.
Yeah. I try not to use deodorant if I don't need it, but I'm a different, I'm not a very musty person, so I can do that. A lot of people be musty people and they need deodorant.
No, listen, I've been on record saying I like a little must, but I'm telling you that no aluminum deodorant is not it.
And that was my point. So I read an article that one of the things that men are really attracted to, or if you can tell a man really, really likes you, is if he likes the smell of your underarm. Not like fresh off the gym underarm, but like he likes the smell of your underarm. My ex loves the smell of my underarms.
I like
he can smell my underarms all day.
Yeah.
From a room away?
You're an asshole.
No.
But I
heard
called
pheromones, by the way.
Yes, yes. But, you know, people usually talk about pheromones being in your hair and in your vagina and things like that. But no, they're in your underarms too.
So like when y'all are, you know, about to get to that intimate place, you put him in like a headlock or something?
Throw him in a choke?
He licked your underarms?
He's licked my underarms before, but not to be sexy. But not to be sexy. He's done it to be silly.
Like just off the the Knicks just scored. Like
you've never been in a relationship, Maul. People do weird things in relationships. Yes,
yo, bro, but licking your girl underarms because
I haven't done
Julius
it.
Julius just grabbed a rebound is crazy.
Like, I've never done it, but I'm not against it.
Like that's wild. What
you
are
just
you
like this though. You like
no,
put it
if
up
we're
for
laying,
him?
If we're laying down and he's like right here, he might lick my underarm. To be fun, like not to be sexy, but just to do it, just to do it.
Like
just like men, I have had men that used to lick my face to do it, just to do it.
That's different. Face is different.
Yeah, that's a little different.
I heard the true G-spot is under the armpit, is from what I told.
Who told you
who that? Who the fuck told you that?
I'm going to start asking, yo, who told you that?
Yeah, like, I want to
tell me who told you that.
Yeah, you got to lick under the armpits. That's where it's really
Where did you hear it from?
If y'all having sex Reddit? And it's kind of like, you're not going to understand missionary and you know.
I think that's weird. If we're having sex and you lick my underarm, I think that's a little creepy.
Oh, but if Julius get a triple-double and your man lick your underarms, it's fair play.
Why is... Yeah, just what's going on there?
Because she said it's just random. They just chilling and he just licks her armpits. So I'm thinking of a guy being home.
Well, silly. You never been playing around with your girl and like pinched her butt or...
No.
Pinched her butt. It's not the same
thing. Pinched their butt.
It's similar.
No, it's not. Licking an armpit and pinching a butt is not the same.
There's an extra step for that.
Or licking her butt.
A little tongue in the
ear. Yeah, like kissing her butt or something like that. That's stuff that you're doing when you're laying in the house with somebody just playing around.
Licking the pitch is a little different though.
Tongue in the ear, that's a move.
Ugh.
What move is that?
That is a thing.
That's Julian's move.
That's a thing.
That shit makes my skin crawl.
Do you think like he would take it a little further once he got used to the armpit? Maybe he'd go for the back of the knee? Like just to keep it, you know, Lars is fucking four times a night. You got to keep things interesting.
I know, right? I'm going to introduce that concept actually,
Rory. Like the elbow joint.
Oh yeah, right here.
Yeah,
Julian, how you feeling about your loss on Patreon Live?
I
fucking smoked you in that Versus.
I heard about it.
Yeah, no, I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm glad you didn't watch. It was a bloodbath.
Wow,
bloodbath.
Playing music was a bloodbath.
It was a smoke show.
Damn, Juju, what happened? What'd you open with?
He opened with Ashanti Rain because I suggested it and had never heard the song before.
Yes. Oh my God! Don't do that.
I'm about to say, if you never heard of Ashanti Rain, come on, bro.
Before we did the
he was gonna
battle,
open with Foolish, and I told him to open with.
Before
Rain
we
on
did
me.
The battle, we did a push-up contest, and I smoked Rory in that.
Okay.
Stop deflecting. Yeah, he's
not deflecting as a part of the.
Yeah, you're
live.
Deflecting. That's, yeah,
part
yeah,
of
I'm fucking deflecting.
As a part
of the
event.
My wrist.
Yeah. No, that's what.
Yeah. Now it's like this.
That's what they all say. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So you got smoked.
I won one round. That's it.
How many rounds?
Which round?
Which round?
Five. They said I won the one with Mary.
Mary J. Blige?
Yeah.
Nah, I beat you.
They were commenting.
They were voting.
They were voting. Yeah. Like that's the only round I won.
What song did you play?
No More Drama.
What song did you
play? Is that what you played?
That's not what you played.
Oh, did I play Be Without You? I played one of those two.
Yes, you played Be Without You. Yeah.
Sorry.
I played John Legend.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, you played
the
John Legend album cut.
Yeah, the one where he's sneak dissing Puff and Hov because his girl wants to go be with him.
Oh yeah, now Mary wins that round.
Yeah, that was the only one he won. Yeah,
damn.
We didn't at one point. It just became playing music because it was just such a lopsided.
I took over. I just started playing with what the fuck I wanted to hear.
It was a fun live though. We had a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
The fan interaction shit with the chat and the polls, like it was a lot of fun.
Mm. Rory's record came out while we were on the stream.
Yeah.
Or a little afterwards, we were playing that. The people that were in there were able to listen to it beforehand.
Well, the record is out now and is definitely. One of my favorite records of the year for sure.
Go get it. Thank you, Paul. I appreciated your tweets too.
Yeah, that was definitely I was vibing to it over the weekend. I was in the crib. It feels like a good beer commercial. It has that, you know, when a song you feel like you can hear it in a beer commercial. It's like, oh, this is a good record.
What type of beer though? Like a Coors Light commercial or like more of a higher craft?
This is a hipster beer. This might be a Red Stripe.
Okay.
It's a good Red Stripe commercial.
I did have, it's like good music to put on if you're not sure what other people are into and you want to gauge like their level of, you know what I mean? So like today I had this guy from what's the gas company, Con Edison, in my apartment checking the gas levels this morning at like 9 a.m. He's in my apartment. And it was just like,
figures taste out.
We were just like awkward. Like he's just, you know, he's like doing his thing. And it's just like this, that awkward like noise and just silence.
Yeah, so you had to play.
So I turned on the Bluetooth and threw the record on. And I was like, this feels like the right time to play this right now.
Because it doesn't feel like you're trying to hit on the guy, set a mood.
Yeah, I was like, but like if
you're not playing, it's not too many curses. It's not that type of.
Playing music at 9 a.m. is insane.
So you're suggesting I make Con Edison music?
He's suggesting that you make good like lobby
music. It's atmosphere music.
It's like a good lobby music.
So the next single will be for PSENG.
Okay.
And we'll just go down the line that way.
Don't forget the UPS guys.
Really good record.
Verizon going crazy by the album.
The video was dope too.
Thank you.
So yeah, congrats, man. It's a really dope song.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's been doing well. It's playlisting. Reception's been amazing. Yeah, I'm
run it
excited.
Up.
Stream farms. Just leave it playing.
And that live, that the live battle is available for you guys to rewatch on Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon.com/NewRory. In Mall. It's available now.
Speaking of which, we should get into Patreon now. I think it's Patreon time.
Yeah. I think it's Patreon time.
Big is Patreon it? Time. Yeah. It's Patreon time.
Oh, man. I got so much more to talk to the people about right here. I don't want to leave them.
It's time to pat the wrong.
I'm just joking. All right. Well, listen, man. We thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for joining us on another episode of the New Rory and Mall podcast. We'll be back in a couple of days to kick it with you. Have a safe week. Have fun. Be blessed. I'm that nigga. He's just Ginger. My nigga.